Don't worry about anything but in everything but prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. Thanks for joining us today. This is the Hour of Intercession. I'm Pastor Joseph Parker. We invite you to look with us in the Gospel of Luke chapter 10, beginning at verse 38. Again, Luke chapter 10, starting at verse 38. Now it happened as they went that he entered a certain village, and a certain woman named Martha welcomed him into her house. And she had a sister called Mary, who also sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word. But Martha was distracted with much serving. And she approached him and said, "Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me to serve alone? Therefore tell her to help me." And Jesus answered and said to her, "Martha, Martha, you are worried and troubled about many things, but one thing is needed. And Mary has chosen that good part which will not be taken away from her." Father, we thank you once again for the blessing and the privilege of being able to hear from you, to hear from heaven absolutely every day as we simply open your word and spend time one-on-one listening to you. But thank you, Lord, for also how the wonderful way in which you speak to us every day by your Spirit as well. Thank you for the chance to be hearers and doers of your word. Open our understanding and our hearts to better understand the great place for us to both hear your word daily and to live it, to obey it, to be doers of your word and not hearers only. Help us to recognize, Lord, that your will is critical in all circumstances, in all places, and in all situations. Help us to be faithful to hear what your will is and to live it out, to carry it out, to be hearers and doers of your word. We thank you and we praise you. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Thanks again for listening to the Hour of Intercession. Again, I'm Pastor Joseph Parker. We're on the third day and final day of our Fall Share-a-thon 2019. And thank you again for all those that have called in and prayed and made pledges to help us to continue the work of American Family Radio. The number to call if you'd like to call in and be a part of our Fall Share-a-thon is 1-877-616-2396. Again, that's 1-877-616-2396. And we hope that you'll get involved in helping us to continue the work and the mission of American Family Radio as we both share the gospel and encourage believers to become much more faithful disciples and followers of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And we've shared a number of listener testimonies, and we want to continue to share them, testimonies of how God has used AFR to bless and encourage others in their walk with the Lord. I want to take a moment to listen to one now.
Tim Hastings, calling from Illinois. And my wife and I were in an automobile accident late afternoon on September the 12th. And early the next morning, about 3 a.m. in the morning to be exact, I was driving myself home from the hospital where my wife was still in the emergency room, stable but still there. And on AFR was a program in which a family was being interviewed who have a ministry all based on Psalm 91. And the guest on the program quoted the first two verses. "He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust." And that Psalm has sustained me for 3 weeks now, and the Lord has just met all of our needs, and we are so grateful to Him for that and for a word of encouragement at 3 a.m. in the morning on the radio. Thank you.
This is Iris, and I'm calling from Texas, and I want to thank American Family Radio for giving me news from a Christian perspective that you don't get anywhere else. I love the impact that Sandy Rios and Abraham Hamilton III, today's issues, Tony Perkins, and Brian Fisher have made in my prayer life and me sharing the truth with friends. You are true patriots and you are followers of Christ, and I'm enriched every time I hear you. And thank you for your good teaching shows like Robert Jeffers, Focus on the Family, and Family Talk as well. May you increase your tribe greatly.
You're listening to the Hour of Intercession again, and I'm Pastor Joseph Parker. Again, this is our third and final day for our fall share-a-thon, and if you haven't called in and made a pledge as of yet, we hope that you still will do that to help us to continue the work and the mission of the American Family Association. The number to call in to make a pledge is 1-877-616-2396. Again, that's 1-877-616-2396. We certainly hope that you will call in and make a pledge. Today, on our broadcast today, we're looking at the topic of the ministry of listening to God. And specifically, of course, the subtitle would be The Critical Place of Hearing and Doing the Will of God. We're all called to live a life full of obedience. But in order for us to be obedient, we need to hear God's word and hear his voice and do it. We're all called to be hearers and doers of God's word. Now, the topic might sound a little bit like a generic one, but in reality, it's a very critical one, especially in our day and time today, because sadly, we live in a world where lots of people say, yes, I know the Lord. Yes, I'm a believer. Yes, I'm a follower of Jesus Christ. Yet clearly, sometimes deliberately do the opposite of what God's word says. Remember, we're called to be hearers and doers of the word. The Bible tells us, be hearers of the word and not doers only, deceiving yourselves. In other words, we're to hear his word and obey it specifically. And keep in mind, being a follower of Christ is not simply a title. Being a disciple is not just a tag that you wear. It's a lifestyle. We're to hear the word of God. And remember, the word of God is the will of God. And so as we hear his word and discern his will, we're to carry it out. We're to live it out in our individual lives. We as men and women were to help disciple our children and our grandchildren, to help them to learn to live the word of God as well. So remember, we're to hear God's word and do what it says. So listening, the ministry of listening is very, very important. Time and time again in Scripture, the Lord Jesus Christ makes a statement to this effect where he'll say, "He that has ears, let him hear what the Spirit of God says. He that has ears, let him hear what is being said." Why would Jesus say that? Because if you have ears, certainly you're listening, right? Well, the reality is we live in a world where we hear sometimes and we really don't hear. We can hear with the physical ears in our bodies, in our heads that allow us to hear sound, but not necessarily taking and doing what is being said. So as you read the Word of God, it's critical that you understand we're in conversation with God. God is giving us instructions, and the Bible is an instruction manual for life. We're called to be hearers and doers of God's word. In the book of 1 Samuel, there's an interesting and a powerful story. 1 Samuel chapter 3, beginning at verse 1. And let me share the number once again before we read the passage. As we've continued to mention to you, we're in the midst of our fall share-a-thon, the third day. To call in to make a pledge, you simply call 1-877-616-2396. Again, that's 1-877-616-2396. 1 Samuel chapter 3, beginning at verse 1, tells us these words. Now the boy Samuel ministered to the Lord before Eli, and the word of the Lord was rare in those days. There was no widespread revelation. And it came to pass at that time, while Eli was lying down in his place, and when his eyes had begun to grow so dim that he could not see, and before the lamp of God went out in the tabernacle of the Lord, where the ark of God was, and while Samuel was lying down, that the Lord called Samuel. And he answered, "Here I am." So he ran to Eli and said, "Here I am, for you called me." And he said, "I did not call. Lie down again." And he went and lay down. Then the Lord called yet again, "Samuel." So Samuel arose and went to Eli and said, "Here I am, for you called me." He answered, "I did not call, my son. Lie down again." Now Samuel did not yet know the Lord, nor was the word of the Lord yet revealed to him. And the Lord called Samuel again the third time. So he arose and went to Eli and said, "Here I am, for you did call me." Then Eli perceived that the Lord had called the boy. Therefore Eli said to Samuel, "Go lie down, and it shall be, if he calls you, that you must say, 'Speak, Lord, for your servant hears. So Samuel went and lay down in his place. Now the Lord came and stood and called as at other times, Samuel, Samuel. And Samuel answered, Speak, for your servant hears. Verses 1 through 10, 1 Samuel chapter 3. Now this story found in the book of 1 Samuel is a powerful story and a very interesting story of how that when Samuel was a small boy, and of course, if you know the story, his mother, Hannah, had dedicated him to the Lord before he was born. And at a very young age had brought him to be raised in the temple under the guidance and the administration of Eli, the priest, in the temple. Well, God is calling Samuel into ministry at this point. But when he first calls Samuel, Samuel doesn't realize it's God. And so he goes to Eli. He goes the first time, and Eli tells him, go lie down again. He goes a second time. Once again, Eli tells him, go lay down. I didn't call you. And each time Eli's letting him know, I didn't call you, son. Go lay back down. But on the third time, Eli realizes something's going on. Eli realizes apparently God is calling Samuel. And so he tells him what to say. In other words, Eli was wise enough to tell Samuel how to respond to God. And when when Samuel heard God call once again, Samuel did what Eli told him. He said, Speak, Lord, for your servant hears. So when Samuel responded to God properly, Samuel heard more from the Lord than he heard initially. Initially, he was just hearing his name being called. But when Samuel got into a listening posture, when he got into a position where he basically was telling God, God, I'm listening, I'm ready to hear, Samuel heard more. Now, you know, you and I as believers need to seek to live in the posture that Eli told Samuel about, to get yourself in a listening posture before the Lord. In other words, let God know, Lord, I'm listening to what you're saying to me. Help me to hear clearly in order for me to do what you want me to do. And of course, if you know the story with Samuel, after Samuel responded correctly to the Lord, God did speak to him a lot more. In fact, he gave him a message for Eli. Now, I want you to think about this. Eli had told Samuel what to do in order to hear more from God. But when Samuel heard, Samuel had a message for Eli, because it appears that Eli himself, who was the priest, had not been listening to God adequately himself. And so God used the boy, Samuel, to communicate a message. Actually, it was a message of judgment towards Eli and his family, because Eli hadn't been obeying God like he should have been. Now, there's a whole lot in that truth. Sometimes we can think to ourselves, well, you know, sure, I listen to God. I read my Bible on a regular basis. And when God tells me to do something, I'm going to do it. But, you know, often we can fool ourselves. You know, why did Jesus say to us so many times in the Word, he that has ears to hear, let him hear? One of the reasons is because many times we think we're listening to God, but the proof is in the pudding. Are you a doer of God's word? Are you doing the things God has clearly called you to do? Are you living a life full of prayer? Well, the question has to be, why not? God calls us all to pray without ceasing. Are you living a life where you're continually filling your mind and heart with the word of God? Someone encourages us to be diligent students of God's word. Are you one who are diligently reading and studying the Word of God? Or are you one who's just so busy you just don't have time to read your Bible? Are you putting God first? The first commandment tells us that we're to have no other gods before the Lord. How many times do we fool ourselves into saying, sure, I put God first, but clearly lots of other things come far before the Lord. We must be hearers and doers of His Word. We're in the midst of our share-a-thon. The number to call in to make a pledge is 1-877-616-2396. We'll be right back after this break.
Empty, but I know your love does not. I'm falling on my knees, offering all of me. Jesus, you're all this heart is living for. Broken, I run to you for your. Open wide. I am weary, but I know your touch restores my life. So I wait for you. Oh, I wait for you. I'm falling.
Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession. Again, I'm Pastor Joseph Parker, and we appreciate you being a part of our listening family. We're in the midst of our third day of Share-a-thon, and the number to call in if you'd like to make a pledge is 1-877-616-2396. Again, that's 1-877-616-2396. I want you to listen now to a couple more listener testimonies.
Hi, this is Jim. I'm in Tupelo, Mississippi, and I've been a listener of AFR since they went on the air. It's been encouraging, enlightening, and informative. I really appreciate the work you guys do, and I've been a supporter for a long time, and keep up the good work. Thank you.
This is Jonathan from Georgia. I love you guys. I was a diehard Democrat my whole life. And a buddy of mine told me I needed to start listening to you. And, wow, I never really thought the Democrats were so out of shape like they are. I don't even know a nice way of putting it, but it changed me, made me see things I didn't see before, and I sure appreciate it. Love Abraham. I love Walker, Ed, Fred, all of you guys. And Tim. Tim, I love Tim, too. I love Tim, too. He likes to interrupt, but it's okay. It's okay. He's the boss. He can do it. Love you guys. Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession. Again, I'm Pastor Joseph Parker. The number to call in if you'd like to be a part of our fall Share-a-thon is 1-877-616-2396. Again, 1-877-616-2396. As we're standing shoulder to shoulder with other believers, carrying forward the work and the mission of American Family Radio. Today we're looking at the topic of the ministry of listening to God. And keep in mind, the primary way whereby you and I as believers are to listen to God is by His Word. So keep in mind, in order for us to be faithful disciples and followers of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, we're all called to have a lifestyle where we have the critical habit of reading and meditating on God's Word every single day. You know, keep in mind, every believer, of course, is called to be a faithful disciple. And in order to do that, we all simply need to have a lifestyle of doing certain kinds of things because God has clearly called us to it. So one of those is we must be diligent students of God's Word. Psalm 119, verse 105 says, "Your Word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path." We're to allow the light of God's Word to shine brightly on our lives every single day. And in order to do that, we all need to be diligent students of the Word of God, believers that are reading and meditating on God's word consistently. That's a part of being an obedient disciple. We're to hear his word and do his word. That's just a critical part of the way we're called to live. So the ministry of listening to God is important because in order to know what to do, you have to be listening. You have to be listening. I'm reminded of an interesting story back when the telegraph was the fastest method of long-distance communication. The story is told of a young man who applied for a job as a Morse code operator. Answering an ad in the newspaper, he went to the office address that was listed. When he arrived, he entered a large, busy office filled with noise and clatter, including the sound of the telegraph in the background. A sign on the receptionist counter instructed job applicants to fill out a form and wait until they were summoned to enter the inner office. The young man filled out his form and sat down with seven other applicants in the waiting area. After a few minutes, the young man stood up, who had just arrived, crossed the room to the door of the inner office, and walked right in the office. Naturally, the other applicants perked up, wondering what was going on, because, again, this young man was the last one to arrive. They muttered among themselves that they hadn't heard any summons yet. They assumed that the young man who went into the office made a mistake and would be disqualified. Within a few minutes, however, the employer escorted the young man out of the office and said to the other applicants, "Gentlemen, thank you very much for coming, but the job has just been filled." The other applicants began grumbling to each other, and one spoke up saying, "Wait a minute, I don't understand. He was the last to come in, and we never even got a chance to be interviewed, yet he got the job. That's not fair." The employer said, "I'm sorry, but all the time you've been sitting here, the telegraph has been ticking out the following message in Morse code. If you understand this message, then come right in. The job is yours. None of you heard it or understood it. This young man did. The job is his." Now, keep in mind, we live in a world where many folks hear what God has to say. Some people are making no attempt to listen, but many are just distracted by the noise and commotion of the world around us. There's so much going on in and around our lives that competes for our attention. But if we truly hear God amidst all the clutter, we must refuse to be distracted and focus our attention on God and his word and doing what he says. Psalm 85 verse 8 says, "I will hear what the Lord will speak, for he will speak peace to his people and to his saints, but let them not turn back to folly." We're called to be hearers and doers of God's word. We're to have a lifestyle of listening to what God says, but we have to do it as well. Don't just be living a life where you're distracted by the clutter of what's going on television or the news. Be a diligent student of God's word, but do what it says. What did the passage you read for your devotional say to do? Whatever it said for you to do, you should do it. The Great Commission found in Matthew chapter 28 tells us, "Go into all the world and make disciples." Every listener listening, we need to ask ourselves the question, what am I doing today to make disciples? What am I doing today to point people to Jesus Christ? What am I doing as a lifestyle in view of the fact that the Great Commission to the church all over the world is to make disciples? Am I being a hearer and a doer of the word of God? You know, so often in our Christian life, as believers, time and time again, if we were to grade ourselves, many of us would give ourselves an A, when in reality, if we were honest with ourselves, many times we would get a D or a D minus, or sometimes we'd get an F. It's critical that we look at ourselves and say, am I hearing what God is telling me to do, and am I doing it? We're called to be hearers and doers of his word. God has so much work to be done, but it's important to understand this. A big part of ministry is, first of all, hearing clearly and hearing consistently as well. As we open the broadcast, I read a passage from Luke chapter 10, a powerful story, a touching story, but a very powerful story with some important insights for every believer to keep in mind. And I want to say, too, to every listener as well, keep in mind, even as we're in the midst of our fall share-a-thon, part of what we're encouraging you to do is listen to the Lord about what he would have you to do to help us as a ministry, the Ministry of American Family Radio. My hope is that every single listener is hearing God tell you to pray every day for our ministry, because we very much need and desire your prayers. But in addition to that, many that are listening, if not all that are listening, God wants you to give something. It may not be a huge amount. It may be a small financial seed. It might be a big one. But listen to God and just saying, Lord, what would you do to have me to help support and carry the work of American Family Radio forward? And see whatever figure God puts on your heart. And whatever he tells you, it's important to be a doer of God's word and not hear a hearer only. Keep in mind, again, the number to call. If you do feel the Lord directing you to give a gift of any amount, the number to call is 1-877-616-2396. Again, that's 1-877-616-2396. Once again, the passage in Luke chapter 10, beginning at verse 38 says, and I'm just going to share the same passage once again, but it has, even though it's just about five short verses, there's so much in here for every believer to learn for about being a diligent student of God's word and making your close and intimate walk with the Lord a high priority for you as a follower of Jesus Christ. Again, Luke chapter 10, beginning at verse 38. Now it happened as they went that he entered a certain village, and a certain woman named Martha welcomed him into her house. And she had a sister called Mary, who also sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word. But Martha was distracted with much serving. And she approached him and said, Lord, do you not care that my sister's left me to serve alone? Therefore, tell her to help me. And Jesus answered and said to her, Martha, Martha, you are worried and troubled about many things, but one thing is needed. And Mary has chosen that good part, which will not be taken away from her. Again, in these few short verses, some very critical life lessons for every disciple of Jesus Christ can be found. Notice here, as they're traveling, they enter a village, and Martha, and keep in mind, Martha and Mary are sisters, and they welcome. They're glad to have Jesus and his disciples to come into their home. But notice what it says. It says in verse 39 that Martha had a sister called Mary, who also sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word. In other words, once Jesus came into their home, Mary's priority was to simply come and sit at Jesus' feet and listen to him and spend time with him one-on-one. Now, note, there are 12 disciples there that are there as well. And Martha's there, but Mary takes it upon herself. Her priority is to come and sit down at the feet of Jesus and listen to him and spend time with him. Now, note this too. Clearly, one of the truths you can draw from the story is Jesus is pleased with what Mary is doing. But note also, Martha is in the home too, but Martha is doing what I guess you'd expect your average host of guests in her home to do. Cooking, cleaning, doing all those sorts of things, and that was what your average person would probably expect her to be doing. But Martha at some point notices her sister is not helping her. And Martha is very upset about that. And she's so upset she doesn't even speak to Mary. She speaks to the Lord, and she even seems to question the Lord's character because he hasn't scolded Mary for coming in and helping her. Her words to the Lord Jesus were, Lord, do you not care that my sister's left me to serve alone? Therefore, tell her to help me. Martha doesn't even question her perspective, as if she doesn't think the issue of her being right in her thinking is even the issue. But Jesus very graciously, very kindly corrects her. Now, note also the passage itself points out Mary's error. Verse 40 says, but Martha was distracted. To be distracted means to be pulled away, to have your attention pulled away from the more important thing. That's what it means to be distracted. And sadly, Martha was distracted so that she didn't make it her priority to come and sit at Jesus' feet. She was doing, again, what many a hostess would think is supposed to, what she's supposed to do, probably cooking, cleaning, that sort of thing, getting ready for all her guests. But Jesus would have been, Jesus would have been glad if Martha didn't worry about any of the other things and came and sat down right next to Mary. And so, note, it clearly says Martha was distracted. But when Jesus responds to Martha, he's kind about it, very gracious about it. But he lets it be known Mary is doing the wiser thing and that opportunity would not be taken away from her. In other words, Jesus would have been glad for Martha to take her apron off and put her broom down and come and sit down right beside Mary. Jesus wasn't worried about dinner. He wasn't worried about all the other things Martha was doing. He was glad for the opportunity to spend time one-on-one with his followers, for them to listen to him, spend time with him, commune with him, and get instructions and guidance from him. Now, keep in mind, brothers and sisters, the Lord is speaking to each and every one of us. We need to be hearers of God's word and doers, and our intimate walk with God is a critical part of the life of every disciple. Your time in prayer every day is very, very important. You need to make it a priority. You need to make time to really spend significant time with the Lord in prayer. You need to make time to spend significant time reading and meditating on the Word of God. And as you spend that time, God will give you directions about things He wants you to do. And as He does it, we need to hear and do what He says. We're in the midst of our fall share-a-thon. Again, the number to call in if you'd like to call in and make a pledge to help us continue the work of American Family Radio. The number is 1-877-616-2396. Again, 1-877-616-2396. We'll be right back. Of Rich Mullins, the song Sometimes by Step. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession here on American Family Radio. We're in our fall share-a-thon, the third day, and the number to call in if you want to help us continue the work and mission of American Family Radio is 1-877-616-2396. Again, 1-877-616-2396. Let's listen to some listener testimonies.
Casey from Louisiana. I enjoy listening to the Hamilton Corner every day on the way home from work. I'm usually pretty exhausted, and he starts every day with encouraging us to give our best to our family. And some days I am just tempted to give them just what's left of me, which is not a lot. So each day on the way home, I really look forward to that encouragement and need it. And although he does it every day, and some people would think it is repetitive, I turn it on because of that.
Hello, my name is Brenda. I'm a newcomer to Dayton, Ohio. AFR Radio has been a tremendous source of hope and inspiration for me. When 29 months ago, my 20-year-old college student from the University of Oklahoma got caught up in a tornado funnel that blew his car off the road, causing traumatic brain injuries. He was in a coma state for 4 to 5 months. I lived in a perpetual edge of post-traumatic stress syndrome. And afterwards, in August of 2017, I was his total and only full-time caregiver for 23 months, apart from about 5 months of help. AFR was my lifeline to existence. This last year, I fell into deep depression because I was alone.
and God was my source of hope to keep living. And AFR made it possible for me to hang on by my faith, to know that God was able to carry us through for both my 22-year-old son, who's totally dependent, and for me. I praise God for you folks. Thank you so much for being available, for your prayers and for your help and support and for your existence. God bless you folks.
You're listening to the Hour of Intercession here on American Family Radio. What a powerful and a very touching story from Brenda. And I would challenge and encourage every listener to pray for Brenda and her son as well as they go through what she just shared. But again, all of us find ourselves in different places on our journeys, but each of us as followers of the Lord Jesus Christ are all a part of the family of God. And our job is to hear from God and do what he calls us to do individually and collectively. So it's important for us all to be hearers and doers of God's word. So again, if you feel impressed to the Lord to help us to continue the ongoing work and mission of American Family Radio, we would very much appreciate you calling in and pledging to help us to continue the great work that God has called us to. The number is once again 1-877-616-2396. Again, 1-877-616-2396. You can make a pledge to help us to continue the work and mission of American Family Radio. Today we're looking at the topic of the ministry of listening to God. And keep in mind, God talks to all of his children every day. Now remember, the primary way whereby God talks to us is through his word. So if you want to hear from heaven, open your Bible. God will talk to you. He'll talk to you as much as you'll listen through his word. So reading and meditating on God's word is so important. But keep in mind, too, at the same time, not only are we to be diligent students of God's word, God speaks to us by his spirit as well. And it's important that we seek to read and meditate on God's word, because the more you read and meditate on the word of God, the louder the voice of the Holy Spirit in your life gets. And we need to hear the Holy Spirit, because the fact is the Holy Spirit fills in so many of the gaps that the written word of God may not have. In other words, the Bible is not as specific as sometimes we might need to know as it relates to the will of God in our lives. For example, the Bible doesn't say, "Thou, John Jones, shall become an engineer and move to Cincinnati and marry Susie Q," and so on and so forth. It's not quite that specific. However, the Holy Spirit does fill in the gaps as we learn to listen to God. So remember, the more you read and meditate on the Word of God, the more and the louder the voice of the Holy Spirit gets in your life. The more you spend time in prayer and seek God, the louder and the clearer the voice of the Holy Spirit gets in your life as well. And if you ask, well, does he speak to me every day? God speaks to all of his children every day. But the fact is, sometimes too often we ignore him, or we pass off what God says to us as if it's a passing thought. Now, not saying at all that every passing thought in your mind is God, but lots of those thoughts are God speaking to you, the Holy Spirit directing to you. Pay attention to those thoughts that run through your head, because many of them are the voice of the Holy Spirit speaking to you, guiding you, and directing you more and more into the will of God. I'm reminded of a true story of a gentleman. He was a minister who one day he found himself at home by himself. His wife and daughter were out of town, and he was a little bit hungry, so he went into his cabinet and found some old some Vienna sausage, and they had old markings, but he didn't pay attention to it, and he didn't know how long they'd been in the cupboard. They were way back in the cupboard, and he clearly heard the Holy Spirit tell him, "Don't eat that," but he was hungry. And he was thinking, well, this is the main thing in here. I'm really, really hungry. And he heard the Holy Spirit tell him, "Do not eat that." And he clearly heard that, but he thought to himself, "I'm hungry." And he went ahead and ate the Vienna sausage. Well, not too long after he ate it, he started feeling a little rough, then started feeling bad, and then he got very, very sick. And in reality, he got food poisoning from that. He didn't pay attention to the fact that the Vienna sausage had been in his cabinet for probably about 10 years. And if he had listened to the Holy Spirit, he wouldn't have gotten sick. But by the grace of God, he lived to tell it. He lived to tell the story, but he learned an important lesson. When the Holy Spirit tells you don't do something, we need to do what the Holy Spirit says, because one of his names is the Helper. What is he here to help us do? He's here to help us out. He's here to help us do the will of God. He's also here to help preserve our spiritual and our physical lives too. So we need to listen to the Holy Spirit. So that minister learned an important lesson about listening to the Holy Spirit and doing what the Holy Spirit says. And he says to this day, when he goes into a grocery store, whenever he sees Vienna sausage, he rebukes them in the store. But the point is, though, listen to the Holy Spirit, because the Holy Spirit is out to help us, to guide us in all circumstances in life. We all need to hear from the Lord, be hearers and doers of God's word. I'm reminded of this truth in the Word of God. In Mark chapter 1, verse 35, it tells us about the prayer life of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Mark 1:35 says, "Now in the morning, having risen a long while before daylight, he went out and departed to a solitary place, and there he prayed." You know, I can't overemphasize how important it is that all of us as believers seek to live a life filled with prayer. You and I are wise to pray for God to bless and anoint and prosper our prayer life, because God accomplishes so many important things through the lives of believers as we really give ourselves to prayer. As we pray about big things and little things and in between things in our lives, you need to pray for yourself, for your marriage, pray for your family, pray for your children, your grandchildren. You need to pray for your church, pray for your pastor. We need to pray, as the Word of God tells us in the book of 2 Timothy, chapter 1, we're to pray for leaders and chapter 2, for leaders and those who are in positions of authority. Why? Because our leaders need our prayers. And keep in mind, God calls all of us to pray much for leaders, for the president, the vice president, the members of Congress, and the members in people in leadership in any capacity, in your state government, your local city government. We need to pray for our leaders. Thank you, Lord, today for our president. Thank you for the vice president. Thank you for each member of Congress. Thank you for the governors of each of our states. Thank you for the mayors and the city aldermen of our cities and towns. Thank you for all of these, our leaders. Lord, touch them. Help them to repent of wrong they've done against you. Help them to seek your forgiveness. Raise them up to be righteous leaders that seek to glorify, please, and honor you in the decisions they make and the directions they take, as well as leaders. Help us to pray much for them every day according to your word. And Lord, more and more raise up righteous leaders that seek to honor you and that seek to read your word and obey your word as they seek to live and honor you as leaders in positions of government and authority. Raise up more and more righteous leaders that glorify you in all that they say and do. We thank you. We praise you for them. Flood our government and our governments with your spirit, your mercy, your grace, and your word, and your goodness, and your presence. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. We're looking today at the topic of the ministry of listening to God. And the number to call once again, if you'd like to call in and make a pledge to help us to continue the work and mission of American Family Radio, that number is 1-877-616-2396. Again, that's 1-877-616-2396. I often like to share about the wonderful example of a man by the name of Dr. George Washington Carver. He was a great man of prayer, and he was a man who also learned to listen to God in the midst of his prayer life. And remember this, one of the clear ways whereby we come to listen to God better is if you're a diligent student of the Word of God. Remember, when you're reading the Word of God, God is talking directly to you. And so you're hearing God speak to you as you read his Word. But also, the more you spend time in the Word and the more you spend time in prayer, you hear the Holy Spirit's voice get louder and louder in your life as well. Well, Dr. George Washington Carver was a great man of prayer. He was a well-known scientist who was born a slave, and he has been credited with helping to save the agriculture of the South. He's a great example of a believer who listened to and communed with God every single day. He was a great example of a believer also who followed and applied God's wisdom in his life. He had the habit every day of getting up early in the morning, much like Jesus. Only Dr. Carver would go off into the woods, and he'd spend time praying and talking to God. He'd pray and talk to God, and he'd ask God questions. He'd rise up early every day and sit before the Lord, who he called, his title for God was Mr. Creator. And there with the Lord, Dr. Carver learned secrets that blessed the whole world. In the book, The Man Who Talks with Flowers, a book written by Glenn Park, Dr. Carver once made this statement. He said, "There's literally nothing I ever wanted to do that I asked the blessed Creator to help me to do that I've not been able to accomplish. It's all very simple. If one knows how to talk with the Creator, it is simply seeking the Lord and finding Him. All my life, I've risen regularly at 4 o'clock and have gone into the woods and talked with God. There he gives me my orders for the day. When people are still asleep, I hear God best and learn my plan. After my morning's talk with God, I go into my laboratory and begin to carry out his wishes for the day. And again, Dr. George Washington Carver blessed the world tremendously through the discoveries that he made. Yet, when you get to heaven and you find Dr. Carver, if you ask him, he'd be quick to tell you, now, of course, he was a very brilliant gentleman, a brilliant man, but he would let you know, basically, he learned to listen to God, and he'd tell and share with the world what God taught and told him about nature and flowers and things like that. Made hundreds of products from a peanut. By the grace of God, he learned things to make and discovered them, and many, many uses for the peanut. Learned hundreds of uses for the sweet potato. Many other discoveries that are credited to Dr. George Washington Carver, but again, his habit was he would listen to God and do what God told him. And keep in mind, just like he had the habit of getting up early in the morning and spending time talking with God and listening to God, any believer can do that. And we're wise to make it a habit to spend that kind of time every day, communing with God, listening to him, obeying him, and doing what he says. Father, thank you, Lord, for every listener. Stir us all to become much more faithful hearers and doers of your word. Anoint us all afresh with the spirit of prayer, that we would be a people that are living a lifestyle of listening to you in prayer and obeying what you tell us. Thank you for that opportunity. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. You've been listening to the Hour of Intercession. Once again, if you want to call in and make a pledge for our Fall Share-a-thon, the number is 1-877-616-2396. Again, that's 1-877-616-2396. Thanks for listening. Join us again next time for the Hour of Intercession.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast do not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.